Hey, Joe.
Yes, Mike.
Do you like podcasts?
I do like podcasts.
Do you like Comes Naturally podcast on Facebook?
I do.
How did you do that?
I went to our web, Facebook. Jesus fucking Christ. I fucked this up already. Didn't I?
You should give a warning at least. Like.
No, that's what makes it good. We're keeping this. We're rolling.
All right. So, action.
Hey, Joe. Do you like podcasts?
Yes.
God damn it. All right, Cody, you ready? Hey, Cody, do you like podcasts?
The fuck is a podcast?
All right, so basically, it's like a talk radio show, but
those
on
are
the
boring.
Yeah, but not like AM 1992. Like, this is better, more contemporary stuff.
Okay.
Many podcasts cover many topics, such as my favorite podcast, Comes Naturally Podcast.
Ooh, tell me more.
Well, first off, you should like them on Facebook.
Ooh, what is it? Like Facebook.com Comes Naturally Podcast?
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
And then you should follow them on Twitter.
What is that? Is that at Comes Natural Pod?
Yes, it is.
What?
And then subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes.
Oh, I have that.
Oh, nice. So after you do all that and you download the podcast, you'll notice that this podcast is about many things, such as movies, music, comics, video games, cartoons, and just important life lessons in general.
Is there dick and fart jokes?
All the time.
Oh my God.
It's the best thing ever.
Where do I send the money?
No money. It's absolutely free.
What?
Completely free.
What?
Absolutely free.
Oh my God.
I know.
All right.
It's cool, right?
Yes.
All right. That's how you do it, Joe.
Way to be a dick, Joe.
So.
Comes right. Naturally.
Yeah.
Welcome, guys.
Let's start this bitch off proper now.
So, Mike, would you like to go over business?
Nah, I'm pretty sure we're good on that.
Okay, good.
Where's the ad at the beginning of our show?
Paid for by Comes Naturally, our new sponsor.
Yes. We're going to get a sponsor. We should get somebody, like a local business, just to plug our show, and we'll just plug their local business.
I'll plug a local business.
Yeah.
Drawn to comics.
Yeah, don't say their name. They're not giving us any publicity right now.
Yeah, Ken. All right, so Comes Naturally, we are...
Joe.
I am Mike.
And I am Cody. We don't
and
have a special guest
today,
so...
together we are...
Comes Naturally. Sorry, I watched Bill and Ted the other day.
Was it on TV, or you just like...
It was
I feel
on Netflix.
Like,
it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Is that the first one or the second
first
one on
one.
Netflix?
Yeah. Second one's supposed to hit later this month, nice. I think it said. Or actually, it might hit this week. I can't remember. But as of recording right now, Arrow Season 2 is on the Netflix, so if you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's amazing.
Imagine
if you haven't
me.
Watched Season 1, you should watch Season 1 first, because Season 2 will not make a lot of sense.
You.
Might be a little confusing.
Because there's like, who's oh my god, all this stuff pays off in Season 2, and you don't know it's paying off because you don't know anything about it. And like they talk about this dead girl that you've never met, and so that'd be weird. Spoiler, there's a dead girl in it.
Thanks,
there's
Cody.
There's lots of dead girls in it.
Whoa, Mike, it's not talking about your closet.
Oh, what did you kill a hooker again?
No,
no,
bullshit. I wasn't with a hooker this morning.
Batfleck. So if you couldn't tell, this is an off the cuff, and
these are my favorite ones.
Let's
the masses have told me too that this is what the podcast should be every week.
Yeah, but we're not that smart.
The masses,
inside your head.
Nobody told me that.
When he says that, he's like, I look in the mirror, and this guy goes, hey, I really like those off-the-cuff ones. You're like, you know what, man? Me too.
Yeah, man, what about you? And then I go back and forth for like an hour. It's really confusing
and
to my
life. Jen sits in the living room and just cries. He's so weird. I blame
Cody. He used
Cody.
To be normal. But yeah, so this episode is all about being sexually attractive to female cartoon characters.
So basically, Mike wants to talk about a cartoon character he's sexually attracted to. Because he keeps asking everybody else, but he's waiting for us to ask him.
I think there's a wants verification then, or
he wants someone else to be
validation.
Like,
yeah, validation. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let me take just a wild stab in the dark. Who it is for you, Mike? From Muppet Babies, Miss Piggy.
From Muppet Babies.
Gross. That is just so wrong.
No.
Damn it.
That's not number.
You love bacon.
The number one draft. I do love bacon, and I like pork and stuff.
That's the plan, words, kids, because it's like pork and stuff, and then pork and stuff.
Yeah.
So, alliteration.
All right, the podcast doesn't have to be about sexy cartoon characters. Whatever.
You already brought it up. So, what's yours?
Mine. Everyone should know what mine is. It's fucking Roger Rabbit's old lady.
Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
Duh.
Do you imagine what she looks like now? Probably not good.
She's a cartoon, so.
She's a cartoon, exactly. So she
I'm saying if she aged.
Like a cartoon?
No, like if she was real.
Oh, man, she's grainy.
Oh.
She's so standard def.
gross.
It's like the worst thing you can call a female cartoon nowadays is standard def. They get super offended by it.
You chauvinist pig.
Joe was telling us earlier that his is Daffy Duck in a grass skirt.
Actually, it was Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny.
No,
that right.
He knew like deep down in his heart he didn't want to say Daffy Duck, but there's a couple of times where Daffy Duck throws on some coconut bras and a grass skirt and he gets revving up.
Yep.
The no. maple
as he shakes
flowing.
His head no.
The maple starts flowing.
Yes.
It's like summertime in Canada. Just leaks out of trees. I don't think it's actually
Have you ever seen a tree lactate syrup?
I don't know how to respond to that. Lactate syrup?
I think he just came on to you. But also...
you want to see a tree lactate syrup?
I don't think they lactate. I think they secrete.
Oh, that sounds worse than lactating.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's weird.
But I've never seen a tree
pervy tree boy
secrete syrup. I've seen it secrete
sap,
which is turned into syrup.
What? There's a process? I thought you just throw a straw in a tree.
No.
Siphon
First
that
off,
shit out.
I would like pancakes. To see you throw a straw into a tree.
Well,
be
it's Canada. It's a different. Yeah. It's a magical land where things happen.
You just got like a handful of straws, and whichever one sticks.
Yeah.
After an hour, there's just like a pile
logic
of straws.
In the great right north.
It's the wrong type of straw. Somebody go to McDonald's and get me the good straws.
Yeah.
I want it alls.
None of those stupid bendy things. Nobody wants a bendy straw.
Or you get like the hard plastic
crazy
ones
straw.
With the multiple loops in
this
it.
This straw's not a crazy
straw. Crazy
it's
straws?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Shit's this, crazy.
This straw's not crazy. It stays normal.
Do you ever own one of those?
I'm sure.
Like crazy straws? Yeah, I'm sure.
Like those ones you used to get at theme parks, like Disneyland and Magic Mountain and stuff. You know, you get the ones that are like all crazy and stuff. Like Mickey Mouse. They used to have Mickey Mouse ears on theirs. Or the Mickey Mouse silhouette head thingy-majigger. That's an actual thing. Ooh.
But have you ever owned like one of the crazier ones? Like the ones that are like glasses and stuff that go around your face?
What?
You've never seen those?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, you can wear them and it's a straw.
It's gnarly looking. I've never owned one because it sounds stupid.
it kind of sounds like the most amazing thing I've never had, aside from pussy.
Poster for Powers.
Oh, okay.
It's the Brian Michael Bendis TV show based on the comic book. You know who that is?
Nope.
Mm.
Who is it?
Charlton Jackal?
Charlton Copley.
Oh.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
He's playing the main guy in it. Yes,
I'll watch it twice.
Yes, sir.
And if I don't like it by then, I'm bailing.
Gonna watch it third time to make sure.
It's gonna be a binge watch because it's on the PlayStation. It's on PlayStation TV.
Is it only on PlayStation TV?
Yep.
Oh, that's gay.
Not the shitty little box. Like, well, it'll be on.
I mean, like, I can't go to, you know, Netflix.
Oh, I'm
I can't
sure
go
you
on
could.
TV
no, it's PlayStation's first television show. Yeah,
and they got Charlita Copley to star in it. That's kind of big time, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
Craziness, my friend. Craziness. Yep.
Yeah?
I'm excited about it. Because it's got Charlton Copley in it. And we all know we love Charlton Copley.
Hell yeah.
Cody does.
Joe does, too.
That's actually a good question. When does Chappie come out?
2015.
Oh, god damn it. Can they make that faster?
Or no, actually, it might be 16.
Can they make it even faster than that?
I don't think they can. I mean, there's...
Like, how about tomorrow?
Like, tomorrow would be really convenient. It would be.
They come out tomorrow, no press, no trailers, on a Thursday.
So we heard this podcast, and this guy was like, we really want it out
tomorrow. We just put it out.
So
it's not finished.
We put some things out in the world before that's come to fruition. I don't see why this won't work. Maybe not enough time. Maybe we'll say in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks from today, that show should come out.
So in 2 weeks, a full on CG'd movie will come out.
It's done right now. They're just hoarding it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're trying
Goddamn
to build anticipation
quarters.
By not, you know, advertising it or anything.
By teasing
it. Does have a pretty
it.
Big cast all of a sudden, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Who'd they add?
Well, those two weirdos from fucking that one, Die Antwoord band fucking's on there.
Who?
Die Antwoord. It's this weird fucking band from New Zealand or South Africa. It's this weird white chick and this dude that looks like a goddamn fucking, well, nutter really. But his name is, and his character's name apparently is Ninja.
It's clever.
Interesting.
So apparently he's a very big ICP fan.
My ninjas.
Wow, sorry. That was one thing I could have gone without ever referencing on this podcast.
ICP is one of those things that I would like more, except for the fact that I hate their fans.
Juggalos are the worst.
They are.
They're the Walmart of people.
That's
pretty bad.
And if they're the Walmart of people, like, hardcore Dane Cook fans back in his heyday would be like...
The affliction of people.
I was going to say Ed Hardy.
Wow, that's true. But yeah.
Yeah. God or the couture of people.
Extreme couture.
Yeah.
So excited about that brand when it came out, and that was right before the turn to complete douchebaggery for like complete tap out douchery. And affliction clothes. I was like, oh, I have a fucking Extreme Couture shirt that I can't wear anymore now because
the fans have ruined it.
Fucking people.
Because they're awful human beings. Every now and then I see a Superfy sticker on someone's car.
I'm like, wow,
of all things to get behind.
Sufi, man.
Yeah, it's like, that's super weird.
Like, me. Dane Cook is funny. Like, ooh. I like Dane Cook's stand-up, but his fans March 16th. Were awful.
For Chappie. March 16th. There. 2015.
Of 2015. Okay.
Next year. I was right. Sort of.
We'll will it to happen. Earlier.
Oh, Sigourney Weaver's in it, too.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a character name yet, but... Vincent Chappie, Dion Yankee... psychologist.
Do you want to explain to our listeners real quick what it is you're talking about?
We already talked about it once.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
The newest Neil Blomkamp movie? Don't worry about it. The trailer's not out yet, so... Well, there's a sort of
trailer
out.
There is a sort of trailer out, yeah.
Not a great trailer.
An amazing sort of trailer.
Yeah. Oh, so big happenings in the gaming world. Alien Isolation came out, and Joe went and picked up his copy, right?
I totally went and not picked up my copy.
Well, why didn't you pick up your copy?
Because stupid Best Buy.
Hey, not just Best Buy.
And not just Best Buy. Target as well, stupid Target as well, and probably other companies that I don't shop at. Don't carry the Xbox 360 version in their store.
You know why?
Because it has one of the largest fan bases
to buy the new console. Because you know they
I'm
going
to totally justify a $300 to $600. How much is the PlayStation 4?
You can get it for $399.
You can get it for $399.
You can get them both for $399 now.
Okay, so yeah, that's totally justifiable purchase to spend $70 on the new.
Then you have to buy the game for $60 because
$60. Yeah.
So $360 plus tax. That's not that bad.
And you should buy a protection plan of some sort because they aren't that great.
They don't seem very sturdy, yeah.
I don't have problems with mine, but we've seen a lot at the store.
Well, about $60 for a protection plan, so you're looking at like $420 plus tax.
For one game.
Well, one game
a lifetime full of
memories. You can borrow some other games if you want. I got Watch Dogs they still haven't played on my own.
I'll loan you some games. I don't have any.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't have
an Xbox. I don't have one of the next gens.
He doesn't even have an next gen. He's giving you shit.
I'm not giving him shit.
That's what it sounded like to me.
I'm trying to pep talk him into getting the game that his heart desires so fondly.
Which I think I'll wait until then after Borderlands comes out next week. And then find Alien Isolation, probably at a GameStop or something. I'll see if they
go into GameStop.
I'm going to quit my job.
You know what I hate about GameStop? Is they open all the games.
Not all the games.
Yeah, they do.
They don't.
They used to. Yeah.
Not new
you
ones.
Bought a game, they a like, gave you the disc out of the back.
When's
back
the last
in the day,
game?
The new ones.
I haven't
shopped there in a long, long time.
Apparently,
but they used to do
that's
it with
not
the new
a thing
ones,
anymore.
Too.
They still do that with the old ones. Yeah, they'll have the case
yeah,
out
like
there.
Yeah, the used ones, yeah. But back in the day when I was a kid...
10 years ago.
I don't think you remember that right, because I don't think I've ever bought a new game from GameStop. Have I bought a game from GameStop?
Yeah. Everybody's bought a game from GameStop.
I bought them from EB Games, which is like the same
That's
company.
GameStop, wasn't it? Like turned into GameStop or GameStop took over, right?
Yeah.
I think they bought them out, yeah.
It's funny just hearing the fact that GameStop took over something, because you look at them now. It's like,
are they have their own credit card now. They do trade-ins on iPads and iPods and iPhones.
That's right. And they refurbish them and they sell them in the store.
For like the same price that you can get a brand new one for?
Probably, yeah.
And they probably give you $4 for it. I was looking for shits and giggles on...
Why? You just like...
Because I like to shit and giggle.
fair enough.
I was looking at the Best Buy would give trade-in on a 360. Like the four gig, because that's the one I... And like I don't plan on, because I have it hooked up in my bedroom. I don't plan on getting rid of it. But I was at that page because they sent me an email. So I was just looking at stuff.
How much would this be?
$24
for it. Sounds about right.
Which, again, it's the 4 gig, but I'm like...
You can't even buy a game
for
that.
For like a
Yours is also the older style, newer one, too.
Actually, what do they do with those ones?
Sorry.
You just blew my head off.
Because you don't have the original 360, but you don't have the newer redesigned one. So you have like the old, like the middle.
That's true. Yeah, like the original.
Middle of the road.
Yeah.
Not old enough to be a classic yet.
Did they turn those ones then into the, I suppose they would, the refurb.
What they do is they take
rapid
the
rapid exchange models.
The then? Inside yeah. parts yeah. out. They Some take of the them. Inside parts out and then turn it into a Steam box.
I would never use an Xbox case or a Steam box. They have horrible ventilation.
They do.
That's why they used to burn out. Ever heard of the Red Ring of Death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it came from.
Yeah. I think Best Buy paid Microsoft to do that.
You think so?
Yeah, because they got...
Because I don't know if you ever were there when you had to deal with one of them. People were mad Best Buy.
Yeah.
You sold me a shitty Xbox.
I'm not Xbox sold you a shitty Xbox.
Pretty sure, their product.
Pretty sure we just sold you an Xbox.
But I bought it here. But it's still not ours. Like, do you see Best Buy on there anywhere? No? Okay.
I love when people
if
say
it
that,
was,
too.
If it was like an Insignia Xbox, I'd be like, okay.
Okay, but
blame us a little.
It's still your fault for buying the Insignia version of the Xbox.
Well, it's one of my favorite things when people blame us for selling them something shitty. I'm like, you do know it doesn't say, like, Sony above our name. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't say Sony Best Buy. Like, it says Best Buy.
Yeah.
Like, you go in the back and, like, it's not my fault someone talked you into buying something you didn't like. Don't be trying to keep up with the Joneses if you don't want to.
Yeah. Joneses don't even like your ass.
Yeah. Motherfuckers. Yo, Craig. Sorry. Friday was on last night.
How many movies did you watch yesterday?
No, it wasn't yesterday. It was just on.
Oh.
I wanted to watch at the break room, but I didn't want to turn it on because then people get upset.
Oh, dude, Red Scorpion was on in the break room at my work the other day.
Yeah, I saw your
post. I was so fucking excited.
That's when you quit
dude.
Your job and just watched Red Scorpion.
What channel was
Seriously,
that on?
It was some rant because they don't even have cable in our break room. It's just the air channels.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's Target. Never mind.
It's Target.
I don't know why I was shocked by that.
But the reception's really good, so that's nice.
Oh, before I forget, not to interrupt your story, we were talking about this the other day. So we have a DVR in our break room, you know?
Yes.
We have DirecTV. You know someone recorded a shit ton of Simpsons?
They filled it with the Simpsons.
Oh, did they fill it? Yeah. Someone recorded
it. Just record all?
And because Simpsons literally was only on in our break room for like those like fucking like 12 days. That's all it was.
Yep.
You're like, oh, Simpsons again? I'm like, yeah, there's no other sports, so you guys can't watch sports.
Yeah.
It's all building up to something. It's like they played the Simpsons marathon at the perfect time because nothing else was going on in the world. And it was hilarious because all it is. And so someone was like, every now and then, whoever did it has been rewatching them because I'll go in the break room
and one will be on
and it'll be like at the end where it just says, you know, if you have a DirecTV and you have a DVR, it says like, you know, like, would you like to, you know, delete or whatever, you know? And it's like, they recorded just a shit ton of Simpsons.
That actually got me the first time that I saw that because it was just an episode. I went to lunch and I was the only one in there and it was playing. So I was like, oh, cool, Simpsons. So I was just watching it. And then it got to the end and it was like, do you want to delete this? And I'm like, what?
I can delete the Simpsons?
I can delete this show?
DirecTV is just giving you all the power.
I have the power.
All right, calm down, He-Man. Finish your story.
No, that was it.
Okay,
that was the story. Yeah, then... Yeah, just realized that it was actually the recording.
More like She-Ra.
And that's when I found out that they had... If you go into
more
the...
Like Lion-O.
more like Tiger... Oh, sorry. Stop it.
What?
I don't know. Cody took us on a weird left turn there.
It's off the cuff, baby.
You're off the cuff.
Every now and then. Actually, most of the time.
But yeah.
So I didn't mean to interrupt your Red Scorpion story.
No, that was basically it. Like, I really wanted to just sit there and watch it. It had about an hour left.
You should just call your, like, text your boss, like, I can't leave the break room, because if I stand up, I'm going to shit myself. Give me like
an hour.
45 minutes.
3 to 45 minutes.
You're looking at the timer like it's on regular TV with commercials. At least 45 to 50 minutes, and I will be okay. I can feel it solidifying.
Solidifying? That's gross.
Because it's poop.
Yeah.
It's liquid poop.
But yeah, I really wanted just to sit there and watch it. So I was so excited to see it. It was kind of towards like the end of the middle of the movie, you know, like he already was
into the second act.
Commandeered the big ass fucking military like truck thing, running people over and shit. People were chasing him. He's throwing people out of trucks. It's awesome. Young Dolph Lundgren looks way different than current Dolph Lundgren, though.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Duh.
I actually just I didn't watch it,
but
I saw.
But you like you see Dolph Lundgren, you know it's Dolph Lundgren.
But he looks all like scarred up and shit.
Yeah, and like you look at him, like his it's like his face bones grew.
I recently just saw the Punisher
been pulled away, like it's been gaunt, and he's you know.
You recently watched Punisher?
I didn't watch it, but for some reason there was like clips of it somewhere, and yeah, he looks super different.
Yeah,
back then
he looks like that's his younger brother. Like
there's Dolph.
This
and
is Dolph.
Dolph.
Yeah. Like this was Dolph from 1984 to 1996, and this is Dolph from 96 to 2000, and this is current Dolph, 2000 to
and
now.
And it's no bueno.
And like
this
he's
is my brother
progressively
Dolph.
Getting fucking weirder and weirder looking.
This is my brother Dolph and my other brother Dolph.
Do you imagine that family reunion?
Fucking Bob Newhart. Fucking
Bob Newhart reference. Hey, somebody got it.
Hey, you guys must be 94 years old.
First off,
No.
Second off, that show is awesome.
Okay.
Yep.
So, go fuck yourself.
But also what this podcast was going to be about was Cody admitted to dancing naked in front of the mirror and singing super unpopular songs, I guess.
No, I didn't. That was
no?
you.
I admitted that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. 9 to 5. Anyway, it was
Mike likes to tuck his penis back.
No, I don't tuck it. That shit hurts. I sprained it one time trying to do it, and ever since then, I
don't
like,
do it. It's hard.
Ice.
He gets hard then tries to
first,
tuck it back.
Heat. Ice first, then heat. Cleveland taught me that. Not the city. The black guy on Family Guy. Yeah, but Cody sang 9 to 5 earlier and it made me laugh a lot. You should give the listeners a couple bars.
Working 9 to 5, dynamic living. You're welcome.
Sounds like Cartman trying to sing it.
It sounds like Cartman doing a shitty Dolly Parton impression.
Shitty?
You realize you're kind of what Cartman would be if he grew up, right? Like,
oh, wow.
Like,
I love Jews.
No, like.
Except like, for my friend
you look
Kyle.
Like you could be related.
Fuck you, Kyle.
Like, you could be Cartman's older brother, I think. Ugh. If they made a cartoon version of you, it would look similar to Cartman.
I hate you, by the way.
I think this is a factual statement. I just stumbled across this, and I think Joe's thinking about it, and
I
it
think
actually
it's actually
makes a little
pretty
sense.
True. Yeah.
I think you're both out of your goddamn minds. Yep, that's what I think. So go fuck yourselves.
Well, it's two opinions against one, so we're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Democracy, bitch.
Yeah.
No.
Voting. Democracy.
Yeah, that's not
America.
That's not good at all.
Rock, flag, eagle.
The trash man, get it?
Well, eat garbage.
Fucking hit him. Guy's throat's spilling open blood.
Man, we were all over the place on this one.
Off cuff.
But that was a wrestling episode. And The Rock came back on Monday night, so that was cool.
Really?
Made fun of some Russian dude and then left.
Is he promoting... Baywatch movie?
Oh.
You know he's in that, right?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
This is the guys, isn't it the dudes that wrote Horrible Bosses, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right, and it's supposed to be like a fucked up comedy, like a rated R comedy is
wait
what they're shooting for.
Wait until they do Baywatch Nights, the movie.
Oh, shit, vampires and fucking monsters and shit like that.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa from is going to be on it?
Yeah. You know, if that movie goes popular, they will do something weird like that.
Yeah.
Or they'll bring Baywatch back.
They should
to TV.
Just get, what's his fuck back?
David Hasselhoff?
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll make an appearance. He's got nothing else going on for him.
He's all eating hamburgers.
That's how they're
going to
get the Germany crowd.
That's how they get the Germany crowd. That video is funny. I saw that again the other day. Like, it popped up on some, like,
Twitter.
No. The
where he's
one
eating
the
hamburger
him,
drunk.
The really, like, super sad and depressing, but at the same time, hilariously funny video of him super drunk trying to eat a burger and he can't do it. That shit's always a winner.
I'd say this, though. I've been drunk many times and sometimes way drunker than I should be. I've never had a hard time eating hamburger. I know it's not always stayed down.
Not a hard time that you remember or that the inside, it looked like, oh, I'm eating this normally. But
like,
from the outside, you're like,
you're like that one dude on Beer Fest who like sees himself as a smooth pimp and he's like all discoed out talking to all the ladies. And it cuts back to him. He's all sweaty and gross. He's got the fucking beer box on his head.
Yeah.
And he's slurring his words. That's you. Like, you thought you were eating that hamburger like perfectly fine. Turns out you had it open faced and just trying to dig into it. You had it all over your mouth and nose and beard, and it was all ugly. It had pickles in your hair and shit. You get pickles on your burger?
Yeah, of course.
Right, so you had pickles in your hair. Don't look at me like that's weird.
Why my hair, though?
Because you have long hair.
Because you were drunk at the time.
Yeah.
I have long hair when I was drunk. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
What you do for this story we just made up.
Fair enough.
You guys think about Spider-Man being in a Marvel movie, maybe?
I think it'd be awesome.
I think it's bullshit. I don't think it's going to happen because it seems like it makes way too much sense.
Well, I think Sony will probably want too much out of it, too.
Marvel's got so much of the monies, though.
October 16th?
Yeah. I mean, they're doing it's their annual iPad event. We're talking about the Apple.
The new media event. And it says it's been way too long.
That's the phrase
they're using.
Their tagline that doesn't really make sense.
Because the iPad Air just came out.
Actually, you know what? It does make sense if they introduce a new Apple TV.
New Apple TV, Retina IMAX.
Which, yeah. But, I mean, the tagline, it's been way too long. Yeah. Because they've just been, usually they upgrade all of their devices every year. But the Apple TV, they've just been releasing.
Like, they really haven't redone since it went from the Apple to the Apple TV 2.
Yeah.
Granted, the Apple TV 3 at 1080p, but that's.
But it was still, it wasn't very big of an upgrade.
Yeah.
Be awesome if they finally did a DVR thing.
I don't know about that. I don't know if they'll do that.
But it would be awesome if they did.
Well, yeah, I don't need it, but yeah, it'd be pretty awesome.
What can they add to the new Apple TV to really make it
a whole new user interface that is way better than the one they have?
Well, did you hear about they will add the HomeKit to it?
HealthKit, you mean?
No, HomeKit.
What's a HomeKit?
HomeKit is their ability to connect to smart devices throughout the house, you know, like thermostats and
the Apple TV.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, so you could monitor devices, or you could change.
So your temperature appears on your TV screen.
But, yeah, turn lights on and off from your Apple TV.
Why would you not just do that from your like phone or
Cody?
iPad?
Cody.
Oh, that's yeah. Cody. That's fine, but
Cody.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
If your phone happens to be like, you know, 4 feet away from you and your remote is
not within reaching distance,
yeah,
and you
exactly.
put down the leg rest on your recliner.
Exactly. You don't want to get up. You have a remote in front of you because it doesn't have to be the Apple TV remote. You could have a Logitech.
I like the Apple TV remote. People will bitch about it. I think it's clever.
It's very nice and simplistic, but I also like remotes that just do all in one. So that's why I love the Harmony remotes.
Yep.
You know,
actually, it's funny to me.
I don't have to have like two different remotes in front of me. That's confusing. It's very, you know, what do I use?
I have three remotes on my coffee table right now. And somehow I managed just
that's
fine.
That's way too many remotes. Two is way too many remotes. I don't want to have to hit power multiple times on things. I mean, come on. We don't live in the dark ages anymore.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Speak the truth over here.
I guess I'm old school.
Well, the thing that is makes me laugh
more
about...
Like poor school.
Snap!
Because I can't afford
straight up
a
burn, motherfucker.
Remote.
To be fair, I can't afford a Harmony remote either. They're $250
for a nice one. You can buy
a nice one,
basic one for like $70.
Yeah, that seems like way too much for any type of remote.
Yeah, but
unless it comes
everything.
With a truck that you control too.
Oh my god, that would be awesome.
If, as long as that truck uses IR, then you can control it.
No, you get the RF model.
Yeah, but then you have like remotes. It doesn't really work the same way. But I was gonna say is. The funny thing about the Apple TV remote, and I'm going to throw my parents under the bus because I know they listen to the show.
Did they at least download it?
No.
Fuckers.
My dad barely knows how to work Facebook on his phone, which, by the way, I'll have a story for that. He doesn't know how to work it. I'll get to that in a minute. Ooh. So it's hilarious when you find out. So when you use it, I mean, it's got like, what, 6 buttons on it technically? 7? 7 buttons?
7 buttons, yeah. 7. Yeah.
Count the directional, the middle button, and then 2 buttons below.
Yep.
So most people don't know is like the pause functionality, you know, like play pause, right? There's like the skip back button, you know, all the fun stuff. When you put it on like a Harmony remote, there's other controls that show up, like being able to fast forward, not just skip forward, that are on the Apple remote. You just have to do them differently. Like if you want to fast forward, you have to hold down the left or right buttons, yeah. You know? And like people don't realize that because like they just think, oh, it's a button, you just press it once. I'm like, God damn it, you fucking people.
You hold down the center button and it allows you to move the apps around.
The icons.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a newer functionality they added. But yes, like that sort of stuff.
Then there was a certain button press that you could actually put you could put it to sleep as well.
Menu and play? No. Middle button and down, I think, is what it is.
Life hacks. Like
but yeah, that's how you turned it off. Yeah. If you wanted to turn it off. I mean, otherwise you just let it go and it turned itself off eventually. If you had
I used to, because I had it on a 15-minute sleep thing, and I used to just like let it go. But I noticed I had to like start resetting it because like the movies wouldn't show up, like the pictures of the movies wouldn't show up on Netflix.
And I just back out and go back in and it shows up.
No, it would stop because like that's usually what I would do, but it would start to the point where like it wouldn't load like at all.
I've had that happen
before. So I'd reset and it'd be fine, but I had to like re-enter in on my password. It's super fucking annoying, you know. And then
I've never had a reset. Usually,
so
just
I made
like...
sure I started going in and like putting it to sleep.
Really? I never have that issue,
and it hasn't done it since then. We're talking like it was happening a lot. Like it was happening like every month.
I literally, if it does that to me, I just back out all the way of the app and go back in and it loads fine.
It wasn't happening for me.
Sounds like you need a new Apple TV, sir. Yeah, hopefully on the 16th, you're going to find if you can get a new one or not.
Yeah.
I was going to get one for the bedroom, and I was like, I'm going to wait because I've been hearing rumors of a new Apple TV for a while.
What if they do a multiple room one?
What do you mean? Dope.
Like, you get one that, like, can stream multiple TVs. Like, through, like, a dongle you plug in.
That'd be cool, but at the same time, why don't you just get an Apple TV?
Well, because they're like if they're
on guess
bucks
the
each.
Attachments would be cheaper, than buying a whole another.
I don't think you could do piece. You couldn't do something like that.
It would look like the Roku stick.
They'd have to,
or like the shitty Chrome fucking one.
Because you're talking about having like a server, essentially one Apple TV, and then it could stream to other things. But
so if you do like the DVR, you,
it would have to be able to like seriously multitask.
Well, it means if you do like a DVR, like the DirecTV one does, like the Genie box.
Yeah, that'd be something a bit more beefier, though. Like, I'm thinking, like, from what you're saying, I'm thinking, like, just like an Apple TV, and then they just sell, like, little plugins that go to other TVs. You just have to have a beefier box.
Yeah, you buy the first one, and then, like, it comes with an extra dongle, then you can buy extra ones.
And then you could, like, load up to 6 on it.
That would be cool, but then I think at that point you would really have to put in, like, some sort of other functionality than just what it is right now.
Yeah, the DVR.
A DVR,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You could stream anything you have on there over. Plus, you could stream anything from just like your computer does. If you use iTunes or have a Mac, you can stream whatever you have on there over and things like that. And you can store stuff on it, though, because they are lacking in like the – I think all of those boxes really are is like a hard drive, like a significant hard drive to put stuff on.
Yeah.
Because like you can – the streaming is good and all, but like sometimes if you buy a movie, like I buy most of my movies through iTunes now because I just don't have room for physical media. And plus, you get it earlier than everybody else, so might as well get it. And you get it, and then like it takes like a good like sometimes like 5 minutes to load up, and you're like, so then it's like play it from my computer because my computer already has it.
Instead of streaming it, if it had some sort of local storage on it, then
it'd be, awesome.
Be much.
I'm just saying
you might get better quality out of it too than streaming.
Yeah,
I would buy a new Apple TV if the only improved feature was a good YouTube app.
Yeah. I'll say this.
You mean
movie trailers app.
Just a good
on iTunes is awful.
Search app.
Search. Like if
engine.
You could search YouTube better.
Yeah.
I would
like
stick
if it
with
was,
the old
gave me the
shitty
desktop
fucking
experience.
Like user interface they have now, as long as the search was functional.
Yeah, because that fucking thing is awful.
Because it is awful.
And do you guys have problems with that the movie trailers app?
No,
streaming on that too.
The when it's playing a movie, like you have to pause it, wait for it to buffer, and then
like a long time, man.
That's the same. If you watch it from the web, if you go to trailers on iTunes, it's the same way. For some reason, their like streaming of that stuff is just piss poor. I used to think it was my old ass MacBook.
Nope.
I got a brand new shiny fucking iMac that cost me way too much money and does the same thing. I was like, what?
Why did I buy this machine?
Yeah. And even like onto the iPad, it's still fucking slow. It's like, Jesus Christ, like, make this fucking better. I know like your server, it's like one goddamn Blade server somewhere that stores the movies.
Which is miraculous that it, only one would be serving everything, but.
That's basically what it seems like.
Yeah.
You kill those terror dogs.
I am.
So the funny story about my dad and his iPhone. So my dad uses his iPhone for two things. Email and Facebook. He used to be poker, but he decided not to play that anymore. So email and Facebook. There's a Facebook app.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So
does he go to the site?
Oh. He goes to the website.
So basically what happens is he'll use the Facebook app and he'll do stuff, right? But then he gets emails like people like commenting and he presses the button and for some reason it goes to the internet instead of the app. Like, do you have an email from Facebook saying you, like someone commented on something you have? If you click on it, it opens the app. I'm almost completely positive it does.
Yeah,
it does.
But it goes to the website and then jumps to the app, right?
Yeah.
I think?
Yeah.
Goes to the browser and jumps over, I think. I remember.
Because it authenticates
that,
and then it says, oh, you have an app.
I think so. You but he does, like, he'll get the things where it, like, says, oh, so-and-so's birthday is today, right? And he clicks on it, and it brings him to the mobile site, and he goes through and wishes him a happy birthday or whatever. And then he doesn't know how to close out a website.
So he just has a shit ton of open tabs.
Dude, literally, his phone's like, why is my phone so slow? It's brand new. I was like, what? How is your fucking brand new iPhone 5S slow? He's like, it takes forever to load. I'm like, all right, so open up the browser. He literally had like 147 pages open. I'm not even exaggerating. Dude, it took me fucking like 5 minutes to get rid of them all.
Oh.
Because you can't just like clear them all out.
No.
So I was like,
you have to swipe them all.
Swiper hit the little X. I'm like, fuck, what the hell? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, you don't close the windows out. Like, you don't know you have to. I just press the button. I'm like, I'm going to fucking murder you.
Oh, shit.
That's pretty bad.
Oh my god, dude! I'm like, you and mom don't get any technology. You don't get
no more technology for you.
Like they used to, like they didn't know you could pause Apple TV.
Really?
I mentioned the story before. My dad was watching something or other on Apple TV. I can't remember what it was. Something he's binge watching the show. Oh, it was House of Cards, and he would just watch an episode full. And my dad like smokes every like 12 minutes. He would just watch a full episode and then go smoke. Come back, watch a full episode. He watched all the first season of House of Cards in like a day and a half, but he didn't know there's a pause button, so he'd wait. And like my mom's the same; she'll just walk away. Like she's like, "I'm like, are you watching this?" She's like, "Yeah, but I don't. I mean, I just wanted to get something to drink. I'm like, why don't you pause it?" She's like, "You can't."
That's so funny.
There's a goddamn button.
She's
triangle,
like,
and then
like,
it has
been,
those two.
She's been the pause button for,
and she doesn't
at least as long as the Walkman's been out.
Yeah. And, like, and they don't know you can use it just to press the play button on something and it automatically plays. So they have to go through. Like that's one of the things I hate about the fucking Apple TV menus. You're like, if you want to go to an episode or something, you have to go click on the show, click on the season, click on the episode. Right? Like in a movie, like you have to click on it. Like people will click on it and go to the play button. I'm like, just highlight it and press play, and it plays. And they're like, what? I'm like.
Shortcut.
It's playing. You press the play button, like you're telling it to play. They're like, you can do that. I'm like,
dumb. Nope. I'm just
no.
Kidding.
And then when she backs out of stuff she's gone into, she's menu instead of just holding it down. I'm like, I can't watch this. I'm gonna kill a family member.
The only time that hit menu is because when like especially on Netflix, you want to get back to that
down
page.
In that fucking rabbit hole.
That has like more things like this, and then you like,
oh, really like this one. Oh, like that one.
Ooh, I really like that one. Let's watch an episode of this, and then back out and find another thing to watch. I recently found a bunch of the Food Network stuff on there. I was like, oh no,
sit there and binge watch that.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't know when they added it, and the only reason I found it is because I stumbled across something, and then it was in one thing, Alton Brown. It was Good Eats.
Ooh.
Was on. I was like, oh, cool. They got like, it was like collection one, so it's not like season one. It's just a random collection of shit.
Oh, I'd watch this shit out of
so
that.
So I clicked on it, and then at the bottom, it was all cooking or all Travel Channel and Food Network stuff. So I click on another one, and it's all Food Channel stuff. I was like, oh, my God. And I got super excited, and I ended up not watching anything because I was just looking to see what
hours
was
on. Hours and hours of just more and more.
Yeah, I'm seeing what was on for like 30 minutes.
You're
and
so then far I was down like, on Netflix.
Oh, now I got to go.
you look at it, and somebody says Netflix basement. You're like, wait, what?
There's a bat flying around in the corner. I'm like, how did I get here?
Why is David Bowie there?
Speaking of, so... We talked about Gumball on the cartoon favorites one.
Yes.
So I was watching an episode the other day, and it was like basically Darwin, who is his brother, who's a fish.
Actually, I think that feet. He's officially their pet.
No, he's their brother. They always remember brother. Like, you don't know why. Like, no one's a fish in his family. Because dad's a rabbit, his mom's a cat.
No, I want to say that they have officially said that he's their pet.
Whatever. Anyways, so everyone assumes that they always call him they call him Gumball's sidekick, you know, just like any little brothers, like your sidekick for the most part. And so he's trying to prove to Gumball that like he is his sidekick, like everyone thinks it. And he's like, look at my emails. He's like, yeah, you got emails right there. This is your inbox, and people are sending me email through your inbox. He's like, what? He's like, I have my own inbox, and he goes, pulls it up, and the web, they show it, and it's got cobwebs and a cockroach is running around. And he goes, is that in the computer? Like, it made me laugh so much, dude. Oh, God, it was so funny because like it's all cracked, like things are falling off and stuff, and the cockroach is running. He goes, that's in the computer. I thought it was really funny.
They need to do that. My old Yahoo account, which I just send spam to, would look like that. You haven't used this in like 6 months.
You go and it's got fucking like cancer warnings on it.
Yeah. I've opened up a Gmail account, but it's hard for me to get away from all the stuff that I already have automatically going to my Yahoo account. I'm like,
Especially since your Yahoo account's like what your Apple ID is attached to, so like it's fucked anyway.
So it's like,
yeah, that's true.
I want the Gmail one, but it's like, it's too much work to move stuff over.
So I'm like glad I stuck with Gmail for everything. Like from the start, like everything is attached to that. So like,
and then like
about it.
YouTube, you have to have a Gmail account.
Well, it's because it's Google now.
Yeah,
but that was weird. I was like, ah, and then I forgot the original Gmail thing I opened up, and I was like, oh, I'd open up.
You
a
would
second
fucking
one.
Grinds my gears. I'm gonna get on this for a second. All right, so if you guys haven't figured out, one of us at this table, at least one of us at this table, works for Geek Squad. And I have to deal with fucking people all the time. And if I have to deal with one more person who asks me what Google Plus is, I'm going to fucking murder somebody. You set up a brand new Android device, anything that is attached to Google where you make an account. Like if you just go to google.com or gmail.com, you want to make a Gmail, right? And ask you, do you want to join Google Plus? If I have to tell them, if I have to describe to them what it is, I want to murder somebody. Well, it's Google Plus. It's like Facebook. Well, what do you mean? It's like Facebook for Google. So go get my Facebook messages? No. It's like Facebook, but Google.
There's that word in there, like, meaning not that it's not.
But it's similar.
But it's similar.
And then they're just like, well, what's it for?
It's like
you say
Facebook.
Networking?
No, you say they're like, no, I have Wi-Fi. That's literally what they would say to you.
No, that is true.
No, I have... yesterday... Oh, so these people come in. They waited an hour because we were fucking slammed yesterday at one point, as you remember, Joe.
Yeah.
They waited like an hour to get help because they're like, they show up, like, just fucking took forever to get through people because goddamn retards. And not like fun retards. Like, these are like non-functional, like, we're dumb to the world retards. You know what I mean? And
I like how you...
I don't want to insult anybody who's retarded.
Justify my statements and then just make it sound worse.
Well, I'm not saying like, you know, physically or mentally handicapped people. I'm saying like the people you like, oh, guys, they're retarded. You know what I mean? You know, that's the kind of thing. They're not riding the short bus. They should be run over by the short bus. Anyways, so they wait like an hour to get help. I finally help them, right? They want me to program their CenturyLink modem, right? I was like, well, we can't because that's not something we can do in the store. A, because we don't have a line to plug it into, but also, we don't have CenturyLink, so it's not going to do any good. So I told him how to do it, right? She's like, yeah, but we called the number, and they want to know if we want to make CenturyLink our homepage, but I want to use Internet Explorer. Get out of my store. And I looked at her, what phone are we calling? She holds up the card and says, on it, right on it says CenturyLink internet help, and then there's right below it says CenturyLink like support. I was like, you just call this one. They're like, why? I'm like, because this is the one that hooks your modem up, because it says for modem and routers. If you just continue reading, like, it's four
it's
words.
It's a card.
Four
it's
words.
Not like, a giant book.
You don't. Yeah.
You should have gotten to the end pretty
you
quick.
You don't even have to flip it over. It's, like, on the same side. The other side's blank. It's blank white. I was like, so I explained to them. They're like, yeah, but I don't want CenturyLink as my homepage. I'm like, I want to use Internet Explorer. I'm like, that's not a thing. Like, no one has their homepage as Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
Even by default, you cannot have that as your homepage. And it drives me goddamn and fucking insane.
I know.
We're getting that season two where we've been gone for a few months and we're not really big on technology. Then why are you in a technology store?
I forgot my passwords.
Oh my god, dude. I'm gonna start charging everybody. Oh, I forgot my password. $30. What? $30. For what? To reset your password.
Yep. You well, that is actually what we charge for resetting
passwords.
Yeah,
by the way.
Really?
Yeah, $30.
People pay it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at a little Mexican food joint in El Mirage.
That didn't narrow it down.
And, yeah, so I was getting food, and I walked out, and I saw a computer store, like a computer repair store. I was like, what the fuck is a computer repair store doing? And then it dawned on me, I'm in El Mirage. I was like, I bet this place is fucking booming. Is this dude charged $20 just to, like, connect your Wi-Fi or fucking clean out your email for
you? Do you remember that
place
that was over by the... It was on Bell over by that old sandwich place that was right there. It wasn't a Blimpy. Blimpy was over by us.
Was it in front of the Albertsons?
Just to the left of the Albertsons. Or right of the Albertsons.
Yeah.
Like, there's
okay,
the Whataburger
there.
And there,
yeah.
You know, there.
Yeah.
It was computers.com.
Yeah.
That's the name of the building.
That's right.
The
yeah.
place. I used to laugh at all the time. I was like, your business is called computers.com. And it's not like computers, D-O-T, com. It's literally computers, an actual dot. Com, an actual
com.
Dot com. I was like, is that a functional website?
Well,
I always want to look it up.
Computers.com was taken.
But computers.com.com was not.
Yeah, that one was wide open.
Waiter, come here. One of my favorite jokes of all time.
All right.
Coming to America.
Yeah. So we're going to wrap this up. So we
put
need,
a bow on this motherfucker.
We need Cody. To sing another Dolly Parton song to end us on a good high note.
Do I know any other Dolly Parton songs?
I don't know any other.
What's another Dolly Parton song?
I don't know.
Hold on.
I just figured you would know.
You talk.
Or just the weakest song you can come up with. You have to sing a couple bars of it, and then Joe has to join in.
I saw the sign.
It opened up my eyes.
I saw the sign.
Keep going. One more.
Life is demand. Ding.
He knows the words. What a homo.
We'll end it on that. That's good stuff. Anything else you want to say, Joe?
I'm not a homo.
Cody?
Proof is in the pudding, sir.
Mike? Nope. All right.
So that's it. So comes Ashley. We are
Joe.
My name is Mike.
And I'm Cody. You're laughing at nothing because they can't see it. So that's it for this week's episode of Comes Naturally.
Bye, everybody.
We will talk to you later.
Or you could pause it.